This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
846, 14 till 9. J.P. Morrell joins us right now, New Orleans City Council member at large. Right, J.P.?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, all right. No, but I meant at large. I got that right, correct?
You did get it right this time, Tommy. Yeah, you get it right about half the time.
Well, you know, I'm 50-50. Look, you bat 50-50 in the majors. Ted Williams, people are asking, who's Ted Williams, right?
Well, I mean, it's better than the Saints. And better than the Saints, for sure. So,
hey,
you're doing better than the Saints.
Let's talk about scrim. I know this is it seems like a minor thing, but for people that don't know, scrim is a story unto itself that is a dog that is just bigger than the dog could ever be. You had scrim at the city council the other day, did you? Tell me the story of scrim real quick, because it is a good story about community coming together. Tell me about it.
Well, basically, you had a dog that was adopted in the river parishes, brought to New Orleans. His name was Scrim. He escaped from the family soon afterward. And for about 177 days, he was roaming across the city, pretty much from City Park through Gertown. And the people at Zeus's Rescue got involved. They found out the story about him. They tried to get to him. And basically, they were in a race against time to kind of rescue Scrim from inevitably being run over by a car, or somehow malnourished or lost the streets of New Orleans. And it really was a powerful story when we celebrated the council, because you had pretty much the entirety of Mid-City working with this rescue team, and they had gas-powered net guns like Spider-Man and Trank darts and everything. And they spent 177 days working with the community, getting sightings, getting everything to get it done. And it was truly impressive.
Scrim's story turned into a national story from the Associated Press. That's how big it was. And Scrim is fine now, right?
Scrim is fine. He actually got adopted by one of the two people who co-founded Zeus and started the rescue. And we celebrated him at the council, gave him some treats and a collar, and really just, it was a really great story, Tommy, because it was an entire community coming together. I mean, they were talking about how they were getting sighting calls at 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning about where he was. And the crazy thing is, when they found him, Tommy, he was malnourished. He had fleas and ticks, obviously. He also had half his ear missing, and two bullets were found in him.
If it happens again, any thought of putting Scrim on an ankle monitor?
Well, Scrim now has a satellite monitor on his collar.
Good.
So this will no longer be he will not be like the juveniles that we had at juvenile district court. They know where he is to the within feet.
Will Matt Dennis be monitoring Scrim or not? Will it be ASAP or somebody else? I'm just curious.
Neither. Hopefully it's not Elon Musk, but we'll see.
Oh my. Let's talk about this sinkhole that's gone on. Tell me what's happening with this thing. And this came up at a budget hearing, right?
Yeah, so I was at a budget hearing, the first budget hearing, the AB budget hearing at Warren Easton. A gentleman approached me and said, hey, he recognized me from I used to walk my, push my son in a stroller across the Fillmore Bridge by the Wisner bike path. He said, have you been by there recently? I said, no. And he goes, well, there's a really large sinkhole that needs to be addressed. He kind of gave me where it was. I biked over there the weekend afterwards, and he was really underselling it. It's a hole. It's about about 3 feet wide, about 3-4 feet deep. And once you walk off the bridge, continuing on the sidewalk, it's like kind of covered by roots and leaves, like an Indiana Jones, like Temple of Doom trap. But if you step in there, you're done. I mean, your leg is broken, your bike is mangled, you're just ruined. And so I went there, looked out, I was biking with my family, kind of looked at it, and it's going to require some long-term and short-term solutions, but it was more, I highlighted it on my socials because people tend to come to the budget meetings just to complain about the budget and highlight budget priorities, but it's also helpful to kind of give council members heads up on things that are plaguing you and bothering you, and that was an instance in which I've already contacted DPW, and we're trying to figure out what we're going to do with it. I mean, in the short term, I think it's going to have to be filled with a temporary solution, whether it's shells or something else, but it's really going to require probably cement and a really long-term, more robust solution that will probably take place over the next year.
And to be clear, this is something that people could have stepped right into, and I mean not into, literally into, and almost disappeared into, right? Right off the sidewalk of the bridge?
Absolutely. When you're going west on Fillmore, across the bridge, going towards the driving range, literally if you look down, stepping off the bridge, there is a gaping hole. Now, like I said, if you glance at it passing by, you may not see it because there's enough like roots and debris and vines that have kind of covered it that it's kind of half concealed. But when you move them left and right, it is a gaping hole. Like, it's not a twist your ankle. It's a you're running suddenly and one of your legs drops down and you're basically a thoroughbred with a broken leg. Or, I mean, an entire bike wheel could certainly fall in there and just be mangled. I mean, it's pretty bad. And more importantly, because of the way Fillmore is constructed, there really isn't a way for bikes or pedestrians to be in the street. So bikers typically use the sidewalk to cross the bridge because it's hard to share it with cars. It's just very dangerous, and it's a priority getting it fixed.
Real quick, we got to take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I'm just curious about the depth of this thing. Is it like 5 feet deep? How deep is it?
No, it's about 3 feet.
That's enough.
It's enough for if you're jogging and you have your headphones on, you're not paying attention, you step off that bridge, and like I said, literally, you'll drop your whole leg in there.
Next thing, you know, they got there and they got the tent up, and who knows what happens. All right, let's take a break. 8:53, we'll talk about politics and mayoral race and budget hearings and more when we come back. Always good to talk to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member. Man, man, him and Walt LeJay, a long time ago, I was impressed by both of them. 8:53, 7 till 8, 9 rather, traffic, WWL. 60 seconds left with J.P. Morrell, New Orleans Council Member at Large. J.P., final thoughts on the budget process and the upcoming mayoral race.
As far as the budget process, we are finalizing everything. We had our community meetings, had tremendous feedback, and have made adjustments accordingly. As far as the mayor's race, I mean, it's shaping up to be interesting.
Do you, I'm trying to remember now, you are not term limited when it comes at large, are you?
I am not term limited. I am running free election. I am not running for mayor, but like many people, I am very interested to see who the people who are running for mayor.
What would be at the top of the list when it comes to qualifications for your choice for mayor?
Someone who has experience in city government and someone who understands the importance and the urgency of solving the problems that have been left over by this administration.
Thank you, JP. Appreciate your time as always. Have a good weekend. JP Morrell, New Orleans City Council member. We're gonna take a break. We come back. We're gonna talk football, man. We're gonna talk to Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, about what Brian Kelly said this week and about LSU, what they need to fix before the Florida game, how the rest of the season could shake out for the Tigers. Also, about the future when it comes to transfer portal and more. Then we'll talk to the Cajun Cannon, get his take. A lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.